So let me just get my computer open here, folks.
I see we're on the record. Would you like me to call the case?
Yes, please. Thank you, Mr. Vasquez.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. We are here in the matter of the State of Oregon versus Benjamin Smith. This is court number 22CR08677. Nathan Vasquez, representing the District Attorney's Office in the State of Oregon. Also present here with me on behalf of the State of Oregon is Ms. Muriel Mota. For the record, my last name is spelled V as in Victor, Asquez. I'll let Ms. Mota introduce herself and then just state for the record that we are here for a status check-in on hearing on this case.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Muriel Mota for the state, MOTA by number 155189.
Thank you, Ms. Mota.
And good afternoon, Judge John Sarr, SARRE034434 is my bar number here for Mr. Smith, who is not present. He is hospitalized currently.
So, Mr. Sarr, do you have any sort of a sense about when he will be able to come to court?
I really don't, Judge. He has been in the hospital, as you know, since our previous status check, which I believe was on the 14th, the 13th. He had been there previously, I think about 3 or 4 days prior to that.
So he's been there since, about the 10th of May?
Yes, since about the 10th of April, Judge.
Excuse me, okay.
And I do not know when he's going to be back. I have some information which I probably do not or cannot share on the record, but I at this point I don't know when he will be back. I can say that the jail does not give me advance notice when someone's going to be transported, and unfortunately I don't think my client has advance notice, so he can't give me a heads up when he's going to go there. It may be something pre-planned, but I can't say that for a fact.
Okay. Do you have a sense for whether we could go forward with a hearing in his presence next week if we schedule it then?
Well, we could, Judge. I think at this point I'd be prepared to ask the court for a good cause finding on the bail hearing for the purposes that under the statute, I don't believe, given the fact that I have not had a lot of ability to have personal contact with my client due to his health issues, that I don't think I would be reasonably expected to, in this case, do a bail hearing within the 60-day period. So I feel comfortable asking for the court to find good cause to set not asking the court to necessarily set a bail hearing today. I think, given my previous conversations with Mr. Smith, he will, when I can actually get access to him, he will actually waive the 60 days on the bail hearing. We may not have a bail hearing in this case. That, of course, is up to my client, but I think he's leaning towards, at the very least, the waiver.
So what we're really talking about is waiving 60 days for the trial setting, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you're asking for a good cause. You're asking the court to make a good cause finding based on the defense attorney not reasonably being ready to proceed, that section of the statute?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. And at this point, extended another 60 days? Is that the idea?
Yes, Judge.
Okay. Does the state have any thoughts on that?
Your Honor, the state does not oppose that given the circumstances. I just wanted the record to be clear that, yes, I know it is in relation to trial within 60 days, but it also is applying to the bail in this particular matter, which currently the bail is set at no bail, and with the defendant having a right to a bail hearing, I just wanted to be clear on the record that the court is finding good cause to extend that particular finding until counsel is ready for a bail hearing, or at least has been able to talk to his client to determine if they are going to request a bail hearing.
Okay. All right. So I will go ahead and make a good cause finding under ORS 136.295 sub 4B. I guess it's small b and then capital C, to the effect that Mr. Saar cannot reasonably be expected to try this case within 60 days because of the fact that his client has not been physically able to participate in helping him prepare a defense due to the hospitalization. So we will extend 60 days, a total of another 60 days. Does anybody know where that would put us?
Sure, I believe that the original arraignment date I have in the file is March 24th. So it would be essentially 120 days from that.
Booking date is March 23rd.
Okay, so we'll put it in order. We'll do an order after court, but it's part of the scheduling order, perhaps. But we'll do 120. Good cause will be extended for 120 days past March 23rd.
That would be July 21st, Your Honor.
July 21st?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so through July 21st. And the court will also find good cause to continue any bail hearing for that same period of time. But we can obviously have the bail hearing much sooner, I would anticipate, assuming the defendant comes back into better health and is housed here locally where he can appear in court. So at this point, Mr. Saar, I assume you don't want to schedule a bail hearing. There's no reason to schedule a trial at this point. Is that correct?
I would say yes to both, Judge.
Okay. Does the state want to schedule a trial? We could.
We would like to have a trial, and I base that on, I know that the victims are very interested in seeing this proceed and move forward, as is the state. I'm sure defense counsel is as well. It's just a matter of having contact with this client.
But you want to set a trial date to commence prior to July 21st? At this point, it can always be continued.
We can, Your Honor, with the understanding that that will likely need to be revisited to be continued.
Yeah, probably from my perspective, too. Unless we have to do it within 120 days for some reason. Or should we wait another week?
Why don't we wait to see what happens with the defendant, Your Honor? I think that may make a little more sense. Then we don't have to put dates that will cause people to be concerned if we're looking to set something so soon. I would prefer to have input from the defendant himself, obviously through his counsel, on those dates.
And Judge, maybe instead of setting something next week, I would ask that the week of the 9th be considered instead of next week.
Okay. Should we do it later in the week, like around the 13th or so?
I think that would be fine.
What about 1:15 on the 13th?
Yeah, I can do that. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I cannot do the 13th. I can do the 12th, though, if the court's available.
Okay, so I could do 2:30 on the 12th or thereafter.
Could we do 3? I have a JSC at 2. Or if the court has a 1 o'clock, I don't think this is going to take very long.
Any of those times work for the state, Your Honor?
Would 1 o'clock be better for you, Mr. Sir?
1 o'clock would be ideal, Judge.
Okay, so
the court has it.
5, so we're talking about May 12th at 1 o'clock for status. And hopefully the defendant will be able to be transported at that time. Is there anything else that we should discuss today?
Is Mr. Saar able to meet with his client even though he's at the hospital? Has that been a limitation?
There's been a limitation.
Could the court potentially order that? Then we could work with the jail. I just want to make sure that Mr. Saar has all access necessary to his client.
Do you want me to make such an order, Mr. Saar, or are you thinking you'll be able to see him soon enough?
Well, I don't know if this is a relatively new situation for me, so I'm not sure. I can tell the court that the jail is not willing to give any kind of information, and I've run into similar obstacles with OHSU, so I'm not sure how I'm.
So they won't share his location, that sort of thing?
That's correct, yes.
You're not asking me to make an order at this point?
Well, certainly it can, I guess it can't hurt.
Okay.
The two things that are, in my understanding of what are happening is, yes, there's generally HIPAA out there, and people get very concerned because they don't want to read and go through all of the things that HIPAA requires. A court order does generally bypass HIPAA concerns. And then the other one is a security concern from the sheriff's office. I believe there's likely an issue because it's a non-secure environment and things of that nature. So that would be what I would assume are the two driving concerns. Each of those, I think, with particularly the HIPAA thing, I believe is less of a concern. But I would think the security one is something that if the sheriff's office put a tiny bit of time and effort into working with defense counsel, I believe that could be ameliorated.
Okay.
And I'm happy to work with defense counsel and the sheriff's office to try to make any proper connections or get Mr. Saar any information he needs to make that happen. My goal ultimately is just to help move things forward, make sure Mr. Saar has full access to his client.
All right. Well, probably someone, and I guess that someone should be us, should contact the sheriff and find out what their concerns are and what this order, how it would need to be structured in order for it to be effective. So why don't we do that then? And we'll see. And if they have a major complaint, we may have to have a further hearing where they can air that complaint. So we'll check in with the sheriff and get back to you on
okay, that. I appreciate that. And just, I guess, while we're on the record, I've mentioned this before. Mr. Smith, it's going to be probably physically very difficult, logistically very difficult for Mr. Smith to be here in person, particularly if he's at the Inverness Jail, which is where he's been. So I would ask the court to consider a remote appearance on Mr. Smith. I have a feeling he's not going to be any better when he gets released from the hospital, should he be released between now and May 12th.
Yeah, so there's relatively limited facility for the remote appearance from Inverness, but there is one room, right, Mr. Walker?
Yes, Your Honor, and it's just a matter of getting approval from the head of the department. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I think they'd rather set up a remote appearance than figure out how to transport him here, so I think we'll be able to do that.
Okay, thank you.
And the state has no objection to that, Your Honor, at this time.
All right. Okay, I think that's it then. Thank you all. Thank you both. We can go off the record.
Thank you, Aaron.